Radio Tux, immer noch live aus Berlin vom Linux-Tag. Hier in der Messehalle 12, Stand 6, sitzen wir und senden für euch Radio Tux live. Und drüben am Tisch sitzt jetzt der Ingo und Ingo hat wieder einen Gast dabei. Ingo, wen hast du?
Ja, genau. Hallo. Ich habe diesmal Nate Orney. Er ist CEO von Jakarta. Just to ask, who are you? What are you doing?
Okay. Well, I'm a open source software developer. I live in Boston, Massachusetts, and I have a company there called Jakarta. We do open source consulting, and we specialize in a content management system called Plone, P-L-O-N-E, and it's based on Python and the Zope web application server.
Okay, so maybe you can explain a little bit more about what is Plone.
Okay. It's a open source content management system. So if you've heard of Drupal or Joomla, it's comparable to those. However, it's built on top of Zope and Python, so it's not built on PHP. And it's being used by a lot of different organizations. NASA is using it, Nokia, Motorola, as well as a lot of nonprofit organizations are using it as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's based on Python. Is it faster than PHP, or isn't it really comparable?
I don't know if you can really judge the performance. I mean, that's based on a lot of different factors, you know, caching and optimization. But Python is, you know, a very capable language. It's used by Google and a lot of other companies. It's very elegant, easy to program in language.
Okay, when did you start with Plone?
I've been using Plone for about 4 years now. I'm pretty active in the community, going to a lot of the different conferences and developer sprints. We're actually having a sprint next week, which is kind of like a intense 5-day hackathon where you get together and work on some new functionality for Plone.
Mm-hmm. So it's nice to come here and have some talks with other developers.
Yeah, it's always nice to meet people that you've only really talked with in IRC channel and to hang out with them and, you know, do some programming and do some drinking a beer and have a good time together. So.
Okay, let's come back to your talk. Yep. Have a talk tomorrow. It's called Managing Multimedia Content and Podcasting with Plone. So what can I imagine about this?
Okay. Well, the basic idea is that if I have some audio and some video on my computer and I want to publish it to the world, I want to get it out there so other people can listen to it. Right now, there's not very many good open source tools for doing that. I mean, you have WordPress, you have a blogging tool, but it's not... WordPress isn't really designed for managing multimedia content. So what Plone lets you do is very easily add audio and video files to your Plone site, and it will extract all the metadata. So if it's an audio file, it'll extract all the ID3 information. If it's a video file, it'll extract the height and the width. And each piece of content can be indexed and searchable. It can be commented on, rated, and also workflow. So it's a very powerful workflow engine that comes with Plone. So you could have a piece of content like video or audio submitted to the site and have someone approve that piece of content before it actually gets published to the site.
Okay. And so who can use it? Everyone or for which special...
It's open source software, which means it's free to use, free to download. Anyone can download the core Plone package and install the multimedia software. But it's really targeted towards companies that want to have audio and video content on their website. So this could be a nonprofit, a small business, a school, a record label, radio station. You know, you're doing radio, so it might be of interest to you to upload your MP3 files and have some way of publishing those to a greater audience.
Mm-hmm. And that's not only Plone, but that's a package called...
The software that we've developed is called Plone for Artists, because originally we had intended this software to be used for artist communities. So musicians that want to upload their audio, or visual artists that want to upload video or images. It's since been extended to be used in a lot of different applications. Pretty much anyone that wants to do multimedia with Plone is looking at the Plone for Artists packages.
Okay, what are the advantages, maybe disadvantages when I use Plone instead of, let's say, WordPress or something else?
The disadvantages are that it's a bit more heavy. It's a larger application, and it probably does a lot more than what you need if all you need is a blog. So Plone does have a blogging plugin, but if all you're going to do is blogging, then you probably WordPress would be better. But it does have a lot of other advantages, like if you want to have a site that has multiple languages, Plone has multilingual functionality. If you want to have a site that has multiple authors with different security permissions, Plone has a very flexible security model. So it's really designed to be used in a scalable environment where you have, you know, potentially hundreds of thousands of users, and you're expecting the site's going to grow and get a lot of traffic.
So where do you think are the future of Plone? I mean, the Plone itself and your packages, Plone for Artists?
Yeah. Well, there's a very healthy, active community. There's an annual conference every year. The community seems to be growing. There's more and more interest, both in Europe and in the U.S., for people that want to use Plone. And the multimedia stuff is really picking up. We're going to have a sprint in Boston in July that we're inviting. Anyone is welcome to come and join us for 5 days. We're going to be working on the multimedia products, and hope to get a 1.0 release of the software out at that time.
Okay, how can I help you? Or
If you want to download the software, try it out. You know, if you find any bugs, report the bugs. We always need people to write documentation. We're going to be doing some screencasts to show people that don't have time to download the software how it works. Just give us feedback and let us know what you want. And if you're a developer, you're very welcome to join as a developer, and, you know, submit new code and patches.
Okay. That's it. Okay. I mean, is there something you'd like to add?
If you're here at Linux Talk, I guess most people will be hearing this after, probably, but I'm giving a talk tomorrow morning at 10:30 about multimedia and podcasting with Plone, so you're all invited, and the slides should be online on my website afterwards. If you missed the talk, you can read more about it at jazzkarta.com, which is jazkarta.com.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This was Nate Orney.